Cozying on into Tuesday here on KPR with Ferdy Groffet's On the Trail from the Grand Canyon Suite. John Williams and the Boston Pops Orchestra. Good morning. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I've got some interesting music for us this hour. One of the teasers is about something coming up around 9:25. Who is William Bonney? Well, I'll give you another hint. This has to do with Copeland, and he also has another name, Henry McCarty. I'll tell you the third name, unless you can guess it, by the time we get around to it. Right now, we are going to listen to Paganini's Witch's Dance, the real version. I say the real version because there's a really, really hard version for violin, and then there's the version that any of you who took piano or instrument lessons as a kid probably played. That version's much easier. That's not this one. This is the real one, with Charles Dutoit and the London Symphony Orchestra and Salvatore Accardo on violin. Paganini's Witch's Dance, right now on KPR. Paganini's The Witch's Dance here on KPR, Salvatore Accardo on violin, Charles Dutoit and the London Phil. Ooh, that music is really hard. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, about 20 degrees outside. And support for classical music here on KPR comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, with family-style memory care and a home environment. From social gatherings to holiday celebrations, backyard barbecues, Bridge Haven celebrates life and family. More information at mybridgehaven.com. All right, who was William Bonney? Well, he apparently had three names. The other one, Henry McCarty. Billy the Kid is the answer. We are listening to Copeland's Billy the Kid right now, music from the Ballet Suite. Sort of fits the theme of our opener, On the Trail. So that was the big reveal. It's Billy the Kid. Copeland's music, you know, we often hear Hoedown from Rodeo and a lot of other things. This one doesn't get played as often, but it's quite fun. This recording features David Zinman and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Let's enjoy it together now on KPR. Copeland's Billy the Kid from the Ballet Suite here on KPR with David Zinman and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. We heard quite a bit of violin music this hour. Not that I'm biased or anything. Your dear old host Destiny loves the violin. But next hour, a very famous cello concerto. And if your garden is currently in ruins from all of the snow, Beethoven will help you feel better with his Ruins of Athens overture opening next hour. Well, it's in the 20s right now. Hopefully we'll get warmer. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon. The Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're throwing a bunch of parties to celebrate. On February 27th and 28th, hope you'll join us for two nights of live music, including Exotica Cocktail. And all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty.
Acting nutty, but I don't know why. excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
That's going to be a fun one. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details are at fullcirclesustainability.org. It's about 25 degrees and almost 10:01 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News is up next.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump is sending his border czar, Tom Homan, to Minneapolis. He'll replace top Border Patrol officer Greg Bovino, who has been a lead in the immigration crackdown in Minnesota. This comes after the second deadly shooting of a Minneapolis protester over the weekend. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports a federal judge has heard arguments on pausing the federal immigration operation in the state.
Minnesota says thousands of federal agents have acted so aggressively that it's infringed on the state's sovereign right to ensure public safety. And it argued the surge was politically driven. The Trump administration insisted it's conducting legitimate immigration enforcement. The judge noted the situation is so unprecedented, there's little case law to guide a decision. Meanwhile, Trump is telling his border czar, Tom Homan, to work with Minnesota officials and report directly to him. Governor Tim Walz says the previous official in charge, Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino, is leaving the state. The change follows growing backlash after Homeland Security insisted Saturday's fatal shooting was in self-defense, despite video evidence that contradicted that. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Minneapolis.
Separately, another federal judge has ordered the acting head of ICE to appear in a courtroom in Minnesota on Friday. The judge wants to know if Todd Lyons should be held in contempt. The judge says ICE has disobeyed his order to release a detained man or give him a bond hearing. Well over 500,000 customers are still out of power after this weekend's huge winter storm. Most of the outages are in Tennessee and Mississippi. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has called up 500 National Guard troops to help with recovery. He says ICE storms are different from other storms that Mississippi faces.
And it's particularly different when you see the ICE come in and then
it's between the EU and India, and it could be followed up with a security and defense partnership between the two sides as well. While it won't be signed for months, the deal follows the EU-South America-Mercosur deal and reflects trade shifts amid American protectionism under President Trump. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's Ruins of Athens Overture here on KPR with the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra and Sir Colin Davis in honor of all of the snow that probably ruined all of our shrubbery. Hi there, I'm Destiny. Welcome. It's 25 degrees outside and I've got a cello concerto coming up in about 10 minutes. That'll be nice. Right now, though, this is crazy to me. A Mozart symphony, number 7, that he wrote in 1768, which means he was around 12. If I do my math, let me count on my fingers. I have to fact check this one. He was 12. What were you doing when you were 12? I should have been practicing more scales. Dang, but I wasn't. Or composing. Number 7, an early symphony. This one does not have oboes in it, which is interesting because Mozart often composes and his symphonies have oboes. This one does not. So we'll just have to see who gets all the melodies instead. Symphony number 7 here on Kansas Public Radio by Mozart, Sir Charles Mackerras, and the Prague Chamber Orchestra. Mozart, Symphony No. 7, one of his early symphonies here on Kansas Public Radio, Sir Charles Mackerras and the Prague Chamber Orchestra. He was only 12 years old when he wrote that. Holy moly. Cello concerto coming up. This is Kansas Public Radio. Don't go anywhere. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and many other great frequencies. And support for classical music here on KPR comes from, of course, the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansans and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. We must thank our sponsors because you all keep us on the air and you listeners are just the best. Thank you to all of you for all of your support. If you haven't donated to KPR and you'd like to, it's really easy. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and don't worry. We don't harass you like some of the other places do when they ask you for money. We also don't sell your info. We're pretty awesome like that because we're ennobled people because we all listen to classical music. That's what I say. And now we're going to listen to Dvorak's cello concerto together. I've got a recording here with Andre Previn and the Vienna Phil, and the cellist is Heinrich Schiff. And I wonder if he's playing on his Stradivarius cello, the Mara, or Mara, or Tomato, or Tomato. It's right now on KPR. Dvorak's cello concerto here on KPR, Andre Previn, the Vienna Phil, and Heinrich Schiff on cello. Before we listened to that, I had wondered if he was performing that on his Stradivari cello, the Mara. Did you know that it survived a 1963 shipwreck? So I was curious what a Strad sounded like after being restored from a shipwreck. If anyone out there knows, let me know. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And you can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news on KPR comes from Liberty Hall, showing four of the Coen Brothers films in January and February, Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou, Fargo, True Grit, and The Big Lebowski. Showtimes and tickets can be found at libertyhall.net. Let's see here. Next hour, I am opening with a beautiful little violin tune and then Something Legendary by Dvorak. We're now at 23 degrees and it's a little cloudy out. NPR News up next on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh.
Is the first visit to China by a British prime minister in 8 years. Starmer is bringing a plane load of British CEOs with him. As he reduces dependence on the U.S., he's seeking to woo investment instead from the world's second largest economy, China. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
The Dow is now down 360 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provides resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Fritz Kreisler's Liebeslied here on KPR with Gidon Kramer on violin and Marta Argerich on piano. Such a sweet little tune. It means love's sorrow. Never fear, though, I have something that will literally make you smile called The Smiles a little later this hour. It's pretty great. I did hint at something rather legendary this hour. Well, it's Dvorak's Legends. Oh my gosh. Hi there, I'm Destiny and I appreciate you being here with me, and sometimes my brain works in mysterious ways. So this music, Legends, was actually originally composed for two four-hand piano, so two people playing one piano. And he composed it during the winter of 1881, so it's rather serene. Maybe the snow brought you that serene quality over the weekend. Supposedly, he was possibly inspired by Franz Liszt's legends, but many think that this has to do with the lives of saints, especially Saint Francis. If only we could ask Dvorak. We'll just have to let the music speak for itself. Here we go on KPR, Dvorak's Legends with Yvonne Fischer and the Budapest Festival Orchestra. Dvorak's Legends here on KPR, Yvonne Fischer and the Budapest Festival Orchestra. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and I hope to put a smile on your face with what is coming up next, our last selection of the hour. But don't go anywhere because Jeff Watson is in and he always picks fun music. A little Gershwin starts off the afternoon, then straight to adventure with the symphonic poem by Sibelius and Saga. Then he'll take you over to a favorite vacation spot of Sassan. Ooh, that sounds fun. Classical music, 12 to 3. We could all use a vacation. All right, smiles. This is called The Smiles Waltz. I thought it would be a charming way to end our hour together. It's by Emil Vadteufel. I've got Alfred Walter conducting the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra. Enjoy with me on KPR. The Smiles Waltz here on Kansas Public Radio by Emil Vadteufel. Alfred Walter conducting the Czechoslovakian State Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Jeff is in with some music like Gershwin and some other fun stuff for you this afternoon. So don't go anywhere. It is cold outside, but at least the sun is shining and it's not quite as cold as it has been. We are in the 20s. 25, it says to be exact, but it does keep changing by a few degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Did you know KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year? Turning 30 means worse hangovers and visible wrinkles, but it also means a party weekend here in Lawrence, Kansas, on February 27th and 28th. We've got concerts, cocktail parties, and more. And you're invited to join us. Check out the calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
That sounds like a fun time to me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsbridge Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information is available at biodiversity.ku.edu. It's 1 minute after 12. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, NPR News up next.